football or rugby, maybe you've been at actual match or seen it on the television, where your team, after a huge battle on the pitch, is losing and you think it's all over. You know, on, that was it, 1966, England, and they thought that it was all over, and the famous saying was, they think it's all over, it is now. Well, this story of Jesus is a bit like that. It's a bit like being in a big battle where you seem to be losing and it seems like the game's over, and then suddenly someone scores that goal that means that the match is won. And on Good Friday, it looked like it was all over for Jesus. And although he'd done nothing wrong, he was crucified on a cross. And then when he died, he was taken down from the cross, wrapped head to toe in grave clothes, and put inside a tomb. The tomb was sealed with a large stone so that no one could get in or out of it. Jesus' disciples were very, very sad. They thought that Jesus was the Messiah, God's King, come to set them free, and they couldn't understand what had happened. But 2 days later, early on the first Easter morning, one of Jesus' disciples, Mary Magdalene, went to Jesus' tomb, and she had the shock of her life. The stone was rolled away. The large stone that had been in front of that grave, that tomb, had been removed from the entrance. Jesus' body had gone from the tomb. Can you imagine how Mary must have felt? She must have felt shocked, mustn't she? She probably thought something like, oh no, what's happened now? Just when we think it couldn't get any worse, and now Jesus' body's been stolen. Sometimes in life we have those oh no moments, don't we? When we think that there is no hope. But as Mary was standing beside the tomb crying, a man started to talk with her. She thought it was the gardener, and she asked him if he knew what had happened to Jesus' body. And then he said her name, Mary. And as soon as she heard her name, she instantly recognized the voice. It was Jesus, and he was alive again. She thought it was all over, but it was Jesus raised from the dead. Wow, what an amazing surprise for Mary. Instead of, oh no, it was, oh yes. She thought it was all over, but it wasn't. Jesus is alive. Now, I don't know if you like surprises. I do. The good surprise of Easter, the oh yes of Easter, is that because Jesus is alive, we can know the way to God. We can know God, how Jesus knew him, as his Father. We can know him as our loving Heavenly Father. And we can enjoy the freedom of having our sins forgiven, the joy of being loved. We can receive eternal life. And not only is it a good surprise, it's good news because Jesus is alive. So they thought it was all over on Good Friday, but it wasn't. Jesus is alive today, and he's here with us and willing to give all who come to him forgiveness, freedom, and eternal life. Jesus is risen. Just to add a few thoughts to that, as Kirk said, if we just for a moment try and put ourselves in the place of those disciples who were men and women filled with hope, as you can imagine on Palm Sunday as Jesus went into Jerusalem and the crowds came out to greet him, and they began to think that this was where Jesus was going to begin his work of defeating the Romans, of setting the Jewish people free. They were filled with expectation and just anticipation of what the future was going to be. They were ready to fight to the death for their Lord, for their Messiah. And yet how quickly it changed. After the Last Supper, they went into the garden. Jesus asked his disciples to wait with him, and they fell asleep. And then he was arrested. He was beaten, treated terribly by the Roman soldiers, and eventually hung on that cross. And you imagine if you, his followers, were there, seeing all that unfold. There may be those of us that would have been like Peter and would have been afraid and would have denied that we knew Jesus. There may have been others of us who would have run away and hidden. There may have been others of us that would have gone and watched but would have been so traumatized by what we were seeing with the person that we loved being treated so cruelly. And we can understand, I think, Thomas with his doubts. As he, all his trust and all his hopes had been put in Jesus, and there before his eyes, they'd all been crushed. We can understand why afterwards he may want reassurance that this really is Jesus. But it's because they were ordinary people that we can find hope and strength in their stories. When we see how Jesus dealt with Thomas's doubt, he didn't tell him off, but he showed him what he needed to see. He showed compassion when he appeared to Mary. And he chose her to be the one to take the good news of Jesus being resurrected to the other disciples. A woman who really was of no account in her culture. And yet Jesus chose her. We were joking this morning with Simon when he was looking for the sugar and it was right in front of him. And we said, that's why God sent a woman. Because the man wouldn't have noticed. So he gave Mary the task of carrying this great news. Not Peter, not one of the men, but Mary, who carried this good news that he was risen. And those men on the road to Emmaus, where they were walking away from Jerusalem, and they'd sort of given up, and Jesus spent the time to walk and talk and explain things to them. So in their very human stories, we can see reflections of ourselves in there and of times when perhaps we have felt that all hope is gone, that all has been lost. But we have a wonderful risen Saviour who meets us at the point that we're at, who doesn't despise us because of our doubts or our worries or our fears or our mistakes, but he loves us. And he walks with us and spends time restoring us back to that place where we have that wonderful relationship with him. A friend of Mark's and obviously Nigel and Anita and Betty, you'll know Bob Bond, who worked at CPO. And actually some of you may have seen his drawings. He's a very good artist and he does a lot of football illustrations. He's done them for the Herald for a long time. He's actually written a poem for Easter, and I just want to read it because I think this really sums up what we've just been talking about. And then after that, Kirk, I'll ask you to come. Easter Sunday, near the tomb, women come and bring perfume. Early morning they arise to anoint the body of Jesus Christ. They talk as they draw near, but hey, who will roll the stone away? It's huge and heavy. There's no way that we can roll the stone away. Then, as they turn the corner, hey, the stone's already rolled away. Don't be dismayed, the angel said. Why look for the living with the dead? Jesus, a tomb cannot imprison. Go tell his friends that he is risen. I want to praise the Lord today, but who will roll my stone away? The one I loved has just been taken from me and I feel forsaken. I am so lost, so all alone. Dear God, that is a heavy stone. The pastor speaks, the choir sings, my thoughts are on yet other things. The mortgage I'll struggle to repay. who will roll that stone away? Those other bills, that monstrous loan, who will roll away my stone? The hospital on Wednesday, the specialist, what will he say? As I wait the diagnosis, what will be my best prognosis? These thoughts just dominate my day. Who will roll my stone away? And here's what makes me most despondent. Next week I might be made redundant. Then there's my child who's gone astray. Oh, who will roll my stone away? That fear that I might be alone. Oh, Lord, another heavy stone. No one to smile, no hand to hold, to look after me when I grow old. As all these worries I replay, just who will roll my stone away? It's huge, enormous. There's no way that my stone can be rolled away. And as I lie awake, oh dear, the greater does my stone appear. Confound that stone, I watch it grow. There is no peace. But wait a mo, I find when I get there, whoa, why did I need to worry so? For when the ocean seemed most stormy, you, my God, were there before me. Like those women, may I in turn, dear God, be not surprised to learn what they learned that first Easter day, that you have rolled my stone away. My poster on the front here says, there is hope. And that surely is what this Easter morning is all about. It's hope, a sure and certain hope that we have in knowing that Jesus is not dead, but he is alive. He is risen.